Well, I tell you, Charlie, you know, when you get a divorce, you don't have to worry about money. Matter of fact, I don't have to worry about stocks. I don't have to worry about bonds. Nope, don't have to worry about mutual funds either, you know. when you have a chance to start at the zero point, there's only one place to go up. Now, let's get this thing kicked off. I want to welcome everybody. This is K2IRT, Kilo 2, India Romeo Tango, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Meeting here just about every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to subways to buses, whatever you'd like to throw on the table. You got Lobi here, WA2AAZ, your master of ceremonies for the K2IRT group. And we're just going to open it up for any check-ins. Again, you don't have to be a member of Transit to be part of it. Just check in and you're a member for life. Come on in. If I'm portable, do it again, yeah. Too fast.
This is KC2QYP checking in.
Hey, KC2QYP. Who else would like to join us today? Quiet, KC2QYP. You've got the floor. How you doing tonight?
I guess we only two out there, huh? This is KC2QYP. Name here is Jose from Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
Jose, hey, welcome aboard here. Gonna have an interesting session. The gang usually starts crawling out of the woodwork piece by piece there. So what are you up to tonight? You have part of TA or just checking in to have a little chat?
Just checking in.
It's always good to have you on board here. Yeah, we had a very busy week. Matter of fact, I'm just enjoying this week here because I didn't have to do anything but work. But last week, last Thursday, we spent all day on the USS Intrepid and through the kind auspices of the repeaters here, and we're on 20 meters and 40 meters. We had a special event right from the flight deck as we brought the Intrepid from the Staten Island home port all the way down to 46th Street and the west side of Manhattan. Guys had a good time. The station worked out quite nicely there. Found out a lot of interesting things about batteries, especially with the batteries we used on the HF set, and we actually got the whole day running pretty much on one Panasonic battery. I'll get into that a little bit later there, but it was great. It was a great time to move that ship there. Beautiful day there. Let's give it up to Charlie, WB2YZX. You get a chance to see that, those pictures.
Y2AX, WB2YZX. Yeah, nice pictures, thank you. And I think you're the station's Jose, and good evening to you. I'm Charlie, I'm on Staten Island. And, I meant to ask you something. Someone asked me, and maybe you can confirm this, that they said when they moved the Intrepid, wasn't running under its own power, that tugboats were pulling it or pushing it, whatever, and there's a 16-ton propeller which they didn't bother to put on. So is that sound right, or was somebody giving you this tall story?
No, according to the gang there were propellers on the Intrepid. And that was one of the big problems about pulling the Intrepid out of its perch 2 years ago. What happened was the mud and silt from the Hudson River built up in the back of it, and this thing was just stuck in the mud. They had to call in the Army Corps of Engineers and the contractors and such to do a lot of dredging around the ship, especially the back. And it was very hairy when they tried it again. Almost didn't make it, but they finally were able to just nudge it out. The engines do not operate on the Intrepid. So what they did was they pulled it over to the dry dock. They had the propellers removed, and they sent them out for display. I'm told one went to Annapolis, the other one, well, they're out there somewhere. I think there's three or four of these props, monster props. I'll find out when I when I'm in contact with the gang again, you know, what the final resting place of these things are. But when they did bring it back, it made floating it back that much easier, and there's less of a chance for it to get stuck. Okay?
Okay, very good. I figured, you know, they must be, it's not just a simple test like the Staten Island Ferry to get into Manhattan. And I figured tides have to be just right, and, you know, as you say, it's easy to see how that thing can get stuck in the mud, but I've never been on the Intrepid, but the more I hear about it, the more I've seen from those pictures, I'd like to go to that museum sometime, just take a look around inside the thing. It's, I'm sure it's not like you see on the old World War II movie, so that should be interesting. Back to you.
Now, you're never going to appreciate the size of this unless you've been on it and in it and around it and through it. And the average crew consists for this one ship. And the Intrepid, even though it was a large ship of its day, used to hold 3,000 people. It's dwarfed now by the Teddy Roosevelt, the Ronald Reagan, the other aircraft carriers there that hold 5,000 people. It's a city, a floating city with everything on it. But one interesting thing, it was very windy, even though it was a beautiful day and the wind was whipping up the waves, you did not see the listing moving. Matter of fact, what I did was I took quite a few hundred pictures, and my camera also takes movies. And what I did was I just stuck the camera on the table, and I think I accidentally kicked it on to recording mode, and I recorded about 13 minutes of the ship coming up the Hudson. You see the New York City skyline going by, the Empire State Building going by, rock steady. And you see the tugboats passing by. It's a great video. When we get together next week, Joe, I'll play it. Do something nice and good.
Very good. Yeah, it's, I was going to ask you what the, you know, crew complement was, but you answered that question for me, so, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I can appreciate really walking around and seeing what that looks like on the inside there. Okay, it's, I'm too old to join the Navy, huh? But, yeah, what are you going to do? Maybe you can lie about my age? Over to you, Lobby.
All right, get the K2 IRT group there. See if Jose has anything to chime in with. Come on in, KC2, QYP.
Hey, Jose, looks like you took a little break there.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, it's going to be an interesting thing with the Navy nowadays. With all this recession and the upcoming depression there, I think they're going to start cutting back on all the funding for the Navy and the Army and everything, and we're going to go back to the way it was in the 1930s for a while, sad to say. But it was an interesting place. We were up in the radio room itself, and you know, people think the radio room is going to be this humongous room. And I can safely say the radio room is like my little shack up here. If it was almost 12 by 12, that was pretty big. But they had all the original boat anchors, and it's pretty good to say that, boat anchors, because these things were a very big radio. Took quite a few pictures, too. The group also has another shack on board that was locked, and that belongs to Bill Baker. He's the head of Channel 13 programming. He's the guy that you always see on Channel 13 when it comes to asking for money. He's got his little bow tie and a mustache saying, please send the money. He retired from Channel 13 and he's moved away now. And they're trying to find out exactly what they're going to do with that locked radio shack that he has all the way on the upper part of the bridge. And we may very well take it over. Back to you, Charlie. WV2YZX. You got the K2IRT radio group.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I remember Bill Baker, and I think he did a few sea expeditions, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's all very interesting. Yeah, I know, in fact, on Channel 13 not long ago, they had, I don't know if we call it a movie, documentary, or what, it was about an the name of it was Carrier. And in fact, I remember Wally saying he saw it too, and it was pretty good. It was, it just spent quite a bit of time on there, following people around and everything, and it was so good, in fact, I might just order the DVD. I think it's about $40, but that was very good. Kind of makes me wish I joined the Navy, but hey, what are you going to do? In fact, one of my buddies right out of high school, in my high school radio club, in fact, you probably watched him on 2 meters at one time. That's what he did right out of high school. And he was a pretty smart guy. He could have gone to college, even on a scholarship. He went to the Navy for 4 years and became a radio man, and I remember the Office of Naval Intelligence came to my house. They wanted to know if he was a heavy drinker, did drugs, and all that kind of stuff. But he did his 4 years in the Navy, had a good time, came out, and then went to college. So I still get a hold of him every now and then down in Florida. I forget his new call sign, but written down somewhere. WA2AXZ, WB21.
Charlie, you got the K2IRT group, WB2YZS. I had a chance to go into the Navy. When I left high school, I got this nice little card in the mail when I was just a new helper in the power department. It says, come on down to Whitehall Street. You get the nice little greetings card. And when I got down there, this was back in the day when I was a monster. You look at me now, and I show you pictures of what I used to look like in the early 70s there, and I was almost twice the size. And I was getting ready to go into the Navy. I tried to enlist in the Navy, but apparently I was too big, the blood pressure was too high, and that went out the window. And it was a shame, because my dad was in the Navy, my uncle was in the Marines, and I was going to give my all. Why not? But it wasn't to be. It wasn't to be. So the only thing I do with ships now is in the bathtub or an occasional special event on the USS Intrepid. One good thing, though, is we were talking to the gang out there, and they wanted to know if we'd like to do a field day on the Fantail right out in the middle of the Hudson River. And I was scratching my head thinking about that for a second, and, that wouldn't be a bad idea. It'd be a little different. I don't think you'd be able to do this 24 hours for 2 days there, but it would be something different for the group. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd go for that, even if we have to, cut it down somewhat. Yeah, that would be very interesting. The only one of my protests, though, is Wally. Yeah, he'd be trying to, he'd be going by in a rowboat with a tower to set five element beams to try to tie it up there somehow. But, that would be a lot of fun. You don't have to ask me twice.
There was one thing I'd like to find out, and on the ship, they still have those monster antennas. It looks like I'd say they're vertical antennas, but they're like 45 degrees with monster insulators, and it's probably these single band antennas that look like they stick out like antennas of the ship, anywhere between 40 to 60 feet. And it would be nice to hook into them, find out what frequency those things are tuned for, and maybe use those, get a combination of a ground wave and a vertical all at once, guys.
Well, maybe if Val checks it, he can shed some light on that, being an old Navy man. Actually, come to think of it, quite some time ago, I came across this old library book. It was a military, best way I could describe it, a military handbook of antennas. And all kinds of crazy big fat antennas, which we would not see in any ARRL handbook or... for the life of me, I don't know what I did with it, but it was a fascinating book, and maybe we're going to see about finding it again one day. But that was a great end. That was great. I also noticed when the thing was parked there on Staten Island, it was some kind of dishes of some sort. I don't know if they were part of the radar or a satellite or whatever they were, but it'd be nice to hook up to that also.
IRT radio group here. Well, one interesting thing is the size of some of those satellite dishes there. You can go to the moon and back in a quarter of a watt. I can imagine the gain that you get on them. We'll have to see. What we used was high gain vertical antenna, the quad bander there, the 40 to 10, 50, 20, 40. And we clamped it onto the railing that surrounded the whole perimeter of the ship. So I think we used the whole ship as a counterpoise. And the guys had the ASU. I'm trying to remember the name of the radio. The ASU 860 or something like that. It was a radio pretty much the size of my ICOM 735. It wasn't a biggie thing. But we hooked it up to this Panasonic battery. It's a 12-volt Panasonic battery. Pretty much the same size as the radio. And I was talking to the guys, and they brought a spare battery just for the heck of it. And they said, well, they were using this on field day for the past couple of years, and they used to get 24 hours pushing the full 100-watt output, and the battery would be very happy and keep up with it. So I've got all the make and model numbers of the batteries there. I may go out and pick one up and just give it a try. See what it can do. But yeah, sure enough, the thing was fully charged. We turned that thing on about 8:45 in the morning, got on the 72 Ranchu group on the corn cobs too, for that matter, and we just kept on going until 40 meter collapsed and 20 keeled over. Good.
That's interesting. Yeah, okay, on a battery, I have something here. I have it's a 19 amp hour battery, and it's got a couple of cigarette lighter plugs on the front and everything. And just on one day I was home, and I plugged this rig into it, and I was operating PSK and sideband and whatnot. And I tell you, I was going for hours and hours on end with that thing, and actually, I never let it go completely down, so yeah, those batteries, they last pretty long if you take care of them, so good to have on hand. I have a few 7 amp hour batteries in addition, which I keep around here, so I think it's a good investment. So how many QSOs did you guys rack up?
We stopped counting. We just kept on going page after page. We finished up with about 6 or 7 pages there. We were just taking it nice and easy on 20 and 40. I had my pad, and I was on this frequency here in the 440. And I filled up about 2 or 3 pages myself, so we did pretty good.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was hanging out the window, or rather hanging by the window with their cameras and everything, waiting for you to come by, and 12 o'clock came by, and nothing. I got hungry, so I went to lunch, so I missed the whole thing.
And that's the fun, because we were looking at 2 Broadway. I think I took a picture of it, too. Got that green glass.
Okay, I got the name of the battery here. It's a Panasonic LC-X. 122 OP. LCX 122 OP. It's 12 volts, 20 amp hour, according to what I scribbled here.
actually about the same size as the thing I have here. And, like I said, I think they're worth the investment. And the thing I have here, it's got a built-in charger with everything. I just keep it on a float charge, and if I ever need it, it's there. So, all right, so let's see. And we had the meeting Thursday night, and we didn't expect you to show up. We figured you'd be either still on a boat or whatever, but they had a pretty decent turnout. WA2AXZ WB2YZX.
Before we go any further, let's see if Jose came back. KC2QYP, you still with us, Jose? Let's put out an open call. Again, this is the K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here every Thursday night, pretty much every Thursday night from 8 to 9. Just to have a general chat about everything from ham radio to trains, planes, trucks, buses. Hey, whatever's on the table is fair game. And again, you don't have to be a member of New York Transit. Just check in and join the fun. We'll take a little standby and see if anyone else would like to join us. You got the K2IRT.
Okay, Lobi, very good. Speaking of energy, I've got something in the mail here. I was just opening my mail, and it's probably something I asked for on the internet. Looks like one of these companies that deals with renewable energy, and they got a little catalog here of wind turbines and solar panels and all that good stuff. Of course, they don't give any. Oh, here's one. Okay, here we go. Solar panel, 3,000 watts. Only $14,999 now. I have to calculate if that would be cost effective. I don't think so. But, and I don't think we would buy one for field day. And for $6,000 you get a 1,000 watt job. And with our luck, there'd be a solar eclipse anyway, and it wouldn't be the sun. Who knows? That's the kind of luck I have. Back to you.
WB2YZX, that's the K2IRT group there. Well, we'll have to see. You know, we're going to get more and more people involved in this radio station here. Yeah, I heard you had a good meeting, and Wally and I have been sending emails back and forth, and I picked a couple over to you. Wally's worried about the power, and I have a funny feeling the power is actually keeping the substation up. I was over at Hamill's last week, picking up a couple odds and ends, and I went on the roof and checked all the ropes, and there's not one frayed rope up there. Everything is just rock solid, rock solid. So it'll buy us some time, but when I have a chance, I want to find a way of getting a winch or something up there, and we'll crank this thing down. I'll probably fasten it to the side. We'll bolt the thing into the masonry and then let it down. Got to get these little toys one way or the other, so might as well do it and be done with it. But the other thing is, I'm going to get some more parts for that Mosley, and it reminds me, too, I've got to get on the website tomorrow and find out. They were supposed to make the announcement last week or this week on that new 160-meter antenna. Nice little vertical, looking forward to doing that. Got my weekend all cut out for me, though, because besides painting the front railing, I'll be up on the roof, put the antennas down, and I'm going to do that silver roof coating and get that thing ready for the winter. So it'll give me an incentive to take the antenna down and maybe put something else back. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Back over to WB2YZX.
Can I have a radio check, please?
A, repeat, E, L, 1, 14, 8.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Okay, Lobi, very good. And, yeah, you're talking about that tower up there. I think while he was talking about adding the other section, he said it would be better if we had it up another 10 feet. And he said you weren't there. We were trying to put up those three sections or whatever, how many we had there. There is no way we could put up another section on that tower. Forget about it. We'll kill ourselves for sure. But he seemed a little bit disappointed in that, but I think he's already worried about it already. I mean, we haven't even gotten the results from this field day, and already he's got these plans. But what are you going to do? I'm glad he's interested. Back to you, Lovey.
Can I get a radio check, please?
Okay, we have a radio check out there. Come on in to K2IRT.
Good evening, this is Juan Nostro, information repeater.
I don't know if you're using a handheld there, but there's a lot of noise, a lot of noise. You're just barely making it. Try it again, please.
Alright, thank you.
And I won the 2-meter repeater or the 440?
Yeah, this guy said KC2NR. He's a bootleg station. He's at a 102 Avenue S off of West 10th Street in Brooklyn. He's bootlegging somebody's call sign from upstate. Please ignore that call sign, KC2NR, or WNR, whatever you want to call himself this week. Talk to you later, N2RW.
Okay, W, thanks for the heads up on that. Just what we need, right?
Yeah, well, he's one step away of getting mad by Dan Noel from the entity enforcement already. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of telling this guy and giving him a chance. So, you continue on with your net and two other.
Two other, thanks a lot. And again, thanks a lot for letting us use the repeater for that intrepid thing. And it worked out quite nicely. It worked out quite nicely. Now, as I said, we're waiting for the gang to start working on the QSL certificates on that. All right, so we'll go back to Charlie, WB2YZX.
One more thing, probably in the next 2 weeks, we will have two more repeaters on the network down in South Jersey. I think it's Browns Mills, New Jersey, near Trenton. 449025, the same repeater we have in Times Square. Well, that gentleman there, he is joining our network as well. So if you travel on the New Jersey Turnpike on UHF, 449025, our time span machine, as you travel south, or you have to switch PL to 203 and I think it's 0.5, and you'll still be on the network going south into Philly and so forth. The 220 machine, I forgot the frequency, so I'll post that soon on the internet. Talk to you later, and to our W.
Rich, thank you very much. Thank you very much there. Now, this thing is growing, and all of us really appreciate it there. We have quite a few guys down in the Jersey area, too, that take advantage of it, especially W2FBR, who's down on the Jersey Shore. He'd probably hit that much better than this one here. All right. Well, again, you know, if we can help in any way, you know, you can give me a call. You got my number.
All right, thank you.
All right,
guys, 7-3, I gotta run
into
church,
and to all of them. All right, be well, be well, yeah. All right, let's just open it up again, see if anyone else would like to join us. Again, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Radio Club. Don't have to be a member of Transit to join in the fun, so come on in.
K2TRX.
TR, come on in and make one. How you doing? TRX?
Yeah, TRX.
TRX, come on in and make one. It's all yours. How you doing?
I'm not in the transit system, and my dad worked for it for years.
Oh, that's good. That's good. No, you're more than welcome to join us there. Name here is Bob, and I'm over here in beautiful Brooklyn, the King's Plaza there. And where are you today?
I'm in Manhattan. I heard you talking earlier about Bill Baker having a station on the Intrepid. How in the world did he end up having a station on the Intrepid?
I'm told he's one of the board members, and he was working with the radio group that was on the Intrepid there. So this is pretty much how I got hooked up. I started talking to some of the members of the Intrepid. In fact, it was WA3KEY who really arranged this whole thing on the Intrepid there, and a fellow's name is Norm. And we were all over the ship, and it was a beautiful ride up the Hudson River. And again, if they are thinking of just setting up the permanent station again, because they're telling me Bill has his all locked up on the upper decks there. If Bill has retired, what we'll probably do is we're going to approach the Intrepid board and find out if the radio club can just keep the room, and we'll stock it with our stuff, Ed.
So is Bill Baker a ham?
USL on that. Been a ham for 30-something years, and his call letter just goes right out my window there. I know it's a K1 something, because he's up in the Connecticut area there.
Well, I'm glad to know that. And by the way, you're saying the ride was smooth coming across the Hudson. I was on the Roosevelt for 3 years, and it was an even bigger carrier, and I can promise you there were days when the ride was not smooth.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, you take a little ride up the Hudson there versus the Pacific or the Atlantic. I can only think with these monstrous waves out there, you do get tossed and turned on that. How you doing there?
Yeah, well, we still had the edge on the destroyers because the rolls were really slow.
I think that the way they set these ships up there, especially with the aircraft carriers, you couldn't jostle the planes around too much. Especially, when they're taking off and landing, last thing they needed was these rolling on the decks. I
never was on an active carrier itself, but I'd expect that when they're getting ready to launch or retrieve the plane, they need to be going right into the wind as much as possible, or at least to prevent the boat from rolling, ahead.
Yeah. You needed to turn into the wind, and you needed about 20 knots of wind in my day. This is 40 years ago. But yet, and you had to get 20 knots of wind, so you were always playing off the wind versus the sea conditions.
You probably were on the time there. That was 40 years ago. They still had those old Sabre jets and any of those earlier fighters over there. All I know is you see the pictures of the new Teddy Roosevelt and the Ronald Reagan there, and these are impressive machines. Very big and sophisticated beyond all means there, Dad.
Yeah, when I was on the Roosevelt, there were about a little under 3,000 guys. I met a guy on the subway 20 years later. He was on the ship the same 2 years I was, and we never met each other on the ship, of course.
I can expect that, definitely. There are almost 3,000 guys on it. And as I said, they were talking about the newer ship, Floating City, with almost 5,000 guys on it. Yeah, like I said, everyone had their specific jobs, from flight deck operations to running the engines to cooking the dinner, and never the twain shall meet. So it must have been an interesting 3 years you spent on that. I had a couple of friends that were on the carriers. One guy was on the Saratoga. He was in the refueling operations there. And, again, everybody was specialized to a point where they really didn't socialize that much, from what I'm told. It must have been an interesting time. Definitely an interesting time there. And you have to take your hats off to everybody who was in the service that went through all of that. Believe me. Guys are not appreciated. Nowadays, only too much to get ignored. Again, this is the K2IRT group here. Hey, just bear with us a second before we go up to Charlie. Do we have anyone else I'd like to be part of our group tonight?
KC2FY, Stone Queens. Good evening to the net.
Southeast Queens and 2LTV.
Two old timers, welcome back. KC2SYH, come on in and make one. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Roby? How you doing? And good evening to everybody on the net. I just came in from the park jogging and just listening right now. KC2SYH, I go you up.
Everything's going pretty good. Matter of fact, I'm sitting down and resting myself. I got home about 4:30, quarter to 5, and just until the net started, I'm out in front of the house trying to scrape all the chipped paint off the railing here. We're going to do a paint job there and a roof job this weekend, so I'm going to sit back and enjoy the net because I don't have to do any work. Let's go to N2OPR. Come on in. N2OPU. It's all yours. Station, come on in to make one to the K2IRT group.
K2LPV?
Alright, N2OPZ. Can't even read my own writing. Come on in to make one. You got Bob over here, the K2IRT.
I don't know, maybe I'm not getting through good enough. This is N2L. Tango Victor. And good evening to Lobie and everyone else on net. Nice evening. And was walking up. Net's on. Let me go check in at Bobby Quatches. Been a couple months since I've been on the net, but I heard Chuck here. Like to say hello to everybody and I'll be listening.
Hi, then. TV. Got the K2IRT group there. Yeah, you're breaking up from time to time, but there are times when you're very strong and you come in there. No, everyone's doing pretty good. Everyone's doing pretty good. Getting ready to go into the holiday season now. The big thing is Halloween, but we have enough people getting scared on Wall Street, so I'll try not to comment on that too much there. So, have you been the past couple of months? You've been busy?
Just relaxing, just relaxing. I was waiting for you to come up to the club meeting the other day, but that was the day I was on the trip, so I guess you couldn't make it.
Yeah. We spent all day there on the Intrepid. We had to break the station down. They finally started letting people off about 4:30. Even though they docked the ship at 3 o'clock, they still had to secure the ship, tie it up, and get things together. Funny thing, though, all the crew members were supposed to get hats and a special commemorative Intrepid shirt. And you can't win. You can't make this up either. Someone stole a couple of cases of the shirts. And these were special commemorative Intrepid shirts. So if you happen to see anybody selling anything like that on eBay, 9 out of 10 times someone pinched it from the dock. Typically a shame. Definitely a shame. go back up to Charlie, WD2YZX. It's all yours, Charlie.
W2FBR checking in. Good evening.
Alright, we got W2FBR. How you doing? And I don't have too much to say, and since we've got a few new check-ins, might as well let them do some singing. The station in Manhattan, I think it's TRX. I didn't get your full call sign. I think you're now. I wonder if I get, like, keep that in the log just for next time, maybe. The call sign is KC2TRX. What's your name? KC2TRX, what's your name?
His name is Dan.
Dan, very good. The reason I wanted all the information, sometimes I run the nets when Lobie's not around, and I like to, when people check in, I like to be able to just punch their name, punch their call and see what their name is. So, I go over to Lobie.
Steve just came in, W2FBR. Hey, Steve, curious, so what repeater are you using?
What was that question again, Lobie? I'm sorry, I missed it.
So which repeater are you using, the 2 meter, the 440?
I'm coming in on UHF, 441.1.
Because Rich was on, and they're opening up another repeater in Jersey, 449025. He's going to make an announcement, a couple of new repeater links in your neck of the woods. So if you check out the ROW website there, in a few days, he said he's going to make something there with those new links. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that. They do have a repeater on 2 meters that's linked to the system. That's in Old Bridge, 14712, up 600. And PL on that is 162.2. That's a couple of towns over from me, but 2 meters with a portable normally isn't that good. So since 441.1 is kind of the hub of the system, I like to use the closest repeater to the heart of the system, and that's the one I'm on now. So anyway, just real quick, I'm heading out to the restaurant again with my corned beef and cabbage again. So, Toby, are you turning in early tonight? Are you going to be up for a while? Since I wanted to give you a landline after I finish supper, over.
No, I mean, we should be up to about 9:30, 4:10. I still get up at 5 o'clock and chase in every day, but, the door's always open for me. And I'm going to try to get on one section tonight. I've been on from time to time with the band. It's pretty rocky. But, we had a good time there. We had a good time with the bus fest on Sunday. We threw the old buses out, and I took the old power bus. Everybody wanted to come into Frankenstein's laboratory, get it?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, this last weekend they had a rapid transit and trolley model train show in Rutgers University over in New Brunswick, and I last Friday night I at the request of Bill Wall I'll go up there and I give the fellows a hand setting up all their wares, bringing in boxes for the fellows and so on and so forth. Saturday I took my son Steven there, and he had a good time watching all the O-scale and HO-scale subway cars and trolley cars running all over the place on these model board modules. Very, very interesting. As a matter of fact, I'll I'll send you a load of pictures that I took with the camera phone. They came out pretty good, so I'll try and get to that in the next day or so. Anyway, listen, you guys have a good night. I'm pulling into the restaurant. I'm gonna keep it short, and I haven't done a good job of doing that, so I'm talking too long. I'm gonna go ahead and grab some dinner before all the real food is gone. So good night all. Catch you again in here next week. And Lobi, I'll try and call you on the landline. W2AXC with the K2IRT group. Everyone have a good evening. This is W2FDR, Mobile, Belford, New Jersey.
Staying there, Steve. It's always great talking to you there, and a little extra mustard on there with some nice rye bread. I got my chops watering. Yeah, Santa, I've been on such a go today. I think I had a little plate of salad at noon, and I'm just going on that. So maybe when I get out of here, I'll go raid the icebox, see what's living in there. I'm sure there's a Guinness nice and cold waiting for me there. All right, now we can really go back to the top of the list again with Charlie, WB2YZX. We got the K2IRT group.
W2AXZ, WB2YZX, okay, and good evening to Marcus. How you doing? And Steve. And Steve, I believe I saw your picture, and Phil, of course. I believe I saw your picture on some transit publication not long ago. So I don't have too much except I think N2LW mentioned that they're going to have a 220 machine up and running too, which I'd find kind of interesting. I like to populate the 220 band whenever possible, and I look forward to that. So that's enough for me. In fact, I'm going to bow out now because I got to make a phone call in a little while anyway, so I have to do it just before 8 o'clock. So I'll say 73, and I'll be in a listening mode here. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Good night.
Hey, Charlie. Well, you have a great one tonight, and we're going to catch you a little later. Yeah, if there's anything interesting, we email ourselves back and forth. We'll see what we're going to do for the next meeting, and we're definitely going to have it up at the control center. So maybe about a week before, we'll discuss what we want to do, and maybe if we want to munch on something. Gotta stop munching. Be good, Charlie. With that, we'll see if Jose ever came back. KC2QYT. KC2QYT. Come on in and make one. Go back over to KC2DERX. Dan, you still with us? Come on in and make one.
Yes, I'm here. And I was interested to hear SDR, which was the initials of my old ship.
That's SDR, Frank Bravo Radio. Matter of fact, that was Steve's dad's call. He had a different call there, but when his father passed away, he tried to take over that call. It took him many moons to do it, but he's happy right now and proud to say that he did pick up his dad's call there. But talking about the Navy and everything else, kept on saying about my dad. My dad was in World War II, and typical of the U.S. Navy, they put you in a job that you were qualified for. So he being an optician right here in Flatbush Avenue, they put him into the Navy and they made him an electrician and a radio operator. So even though he never had his ham license, he was always tinkering with radios and so much. And of course, I was right by his side looking at all those strange glowing objects and those wires and such. I really got hooked into it. I've been playing with radio ever since. Back over to you, Dan. You got the K2 IRT group.
higher skills. I was an air controller, and I haven't touched an airplane in 40 years.
Been a while, huh? Been a while, yeah. I tell you, you know, if you're working on an aircraft carrier, it had to have been, you know, much, much more harrowing, especially with the reduced size of the deck trying to land those planes on such a, such an area, Greg.
Yeah, well, when I got out of the Navy, the FAA, you know, wrote me and said, you know, we'll pay a lot of dough to be an air controller, but it's a really intense job, and I decided to do something less intense.
Now, well, after Reagan really decimated the group over there during that 80 strike, but you talk about a high-pressure job. You know, we only get to see it from the outside, little snippets on TV. But the responsibility is awesome with all those planes in the sky, having to know where everything is at a moment's notice. Yeah, that's a hot job there. I'll stay in my little position in the subway. I'll keep the third rail alive. That's about as hot as I want to get. All right, let's go down to KC2SYH and see if he has anything to add. KC2SYH, come on in and make one.
Yeah, KC2SYH. Yeah, just wanted to say good evening to Steve there and for conductor. So I'll be taking that test December 6th of this year, and you know, hopefully I pass that and get a good grade on it. So, you know, high score, so they call me, and if you graduate high school, get my diploma, call me. Works out like that. Yeah. And nothing really much to add there. Just, you know, still listening over here, checking some email. So, I feel like back to you, Obi. KC2FYH, Portable Queens.
Well, definitely, take that test. Another test around there. I just want to encourage you guys that are working for us. I've had a long run on the subway. This year marked my 39th year. Playing with the big batteries and the rotary inverters and the rectifiers and stuff. Having fun. They're redoing the management of the transit. They're getting rid of certain titles. They're saying now that they're going to try to get rid of my title. I have to get rid of 200 managers. So, again, if we ever show my fellow operators the door, work at the Home Depot. The only power plant I'm going to look at is here.
An interesting noise. I wonder what that was. Stand to OTV. OTV, you still out there?
Then 2LTV, Mark, you Southeast Queens, still here, Bobby. Where you at today? You still at Floyd Benefield?
I'm at the home QTH. Last month I put a new antenna on the roof. I put a 2 meter 440 vertical, and I'm running my iPod series here. Should be a little stronger.
That's good. I guess it's
in the car. Yeah, you
know what I usually do when I have time? I was going to do it tonight. I was going to get the camera down and do the next one there. I got so tied up with this work I'm doing, I told you I busy scratching up the railing, getting ready for a paint job there, and I'm going to be doing a roof job. By the time I had it, I really looked at the clock. I said, "Oop, I got to start dusting the roof and get on the radio." Soon enough, though, like I said, I put the 2 meter rig back in the back. I got everything together with the H357D. Just make life a little easier. Just pop the magnum on the hood and away I go. Back over to you, Marcus.
Sorry, give me 2 feet to slot safer. Busy about this time, but in the United States, so that's why I checked in. Should I call the right?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, they said there's a little noise in the background jamming us up here. Maybe that fellow that Rich told us about. Apparently there's some unlicensed ham that's causing interference on the frequency, not only to us, but to the other good members of the group. They'll get them, that's all I can say, and we'll have to police our own. Hey, Marcus, yeah, we're going to have our meeting, face-to-face the first week of November, and we'll see what happens there. We'll probably be up at the 53rd Street area. But we definitely have to get together at the field day site to start taking things apart and getting things ready. I was talking to Wally at the bank. He going to go for a record there. All right. Is there anything else, Marcus? Because we're coming up to the top of the hour. It's all yours.
You want to take down the antenna? That's a quick...
You were breaking up on the last one. We're going to have to pick a day when we do it, but I'm going to have to get myself a small winch. I've been looking, you know, I get all these harbor freights and these other things there. They've got the electric ones and the manual ones there, and I'm going to get something that I can put on the roof that we can just crank this thing over and do what we have to do. The gang is getting a little tired. Get yourself a 20 footer, or we put that other section on the 30-foot tower on the roof of that old substation there. Get to the very end.
Shuttle pot jumping up and down here. So 7320 and 2LTV clip.
Hey, Mark, it's N2LTV, got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. Hey, what we're going to do now is just going to go through the list one more time, and then we're going to close it off. And again, I want to thank everybody for checking in for our little group today. It's been a pleasure talking to all the people all over the city here, and of course the different states in New Jersey. Bus that we have on the list. The only one on the list is Dan or I'll take
two.
was a pleasure. This is KC2TRX. It's a pleasure to talk to you all. I'm hoping that 10 meters will open soon as a tech at the...
Only 10 meters if you're around on Saturdays, 128.330, 128.330, listen to me, 128.330, about 5 o'clock, they had a hit on Margarita, and they reached from our surface to the edge, give a listen and try to check in, okay?
Saturday, 28.330. Any particular time?
Between.
If you want, you can call the website. It's www.redtours.com. So I got some of that. There seems to be some really loud noise, maybe intentional jamming going on.
It is, it is.
Yeah, redtours.net. www.redtours.net. Thanks very much, KC2TRX.
Hey, but Dan, be well, and again, if you have to contact me or anyone, you can use my call letters, Whiskey Alpha 2 Alpha X-Ray Zulu at ARRL.net. WA2AXZ at ARRL.net there. And we'll turn it over to KC2SYH, at the bottom of the list. Come on in.
Yeah, KC2FYH, 73 to the net, and I hope everybody has a good night, good weekend there. Take care, KC2FYH, back over you, Lobie, 73.
All right, well, I'm going to say 73 to you, and 73 is to all. I want to thank everybody for stopping by. I'm going to get some pictures on our little website. Probably even have it on the Red Chewers website, too, a little bit. But what we'll do is I'll make the announcement along the way. I'll just lower the 160-meter rig. Got to get that thing fired up and cause grief and upset up there with the gang. So to everyone from K2IRT, again, if anyone wants any information about the K2IRT group, just send me an email, wa2axz at arrl.net, and I'll be glad to send some information along there. That's it for me. I'm going to QSY up to 160 meters, and again, a heartfelt thanks to everybody who's running the linked repeaters here. We do appreciate them allowing us to use the repeaters. Bye-bye for now from wa2axz and the K2IRT.